Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories, you tell your stories, we tell your stories. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, scream, cry with you. All the things. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
Oh, once again, how was your week? Well, I finished watching Grotesquerie. I told you about that show.
Yeah,
on
the murder
Hulu.
One.
It's I think it's Ryan Murphy. So it's got like a American Horror Story slash, like it's like a haunted thing. You're not going to like it because it is very gory. It is very grotesque.
With the woman from Reno?
I also want to correct myself because I said Nancy Neese.
Yes.
It's Niecy Nash.
Oh.
I don't know why in my head I like said it backwards. And when I heard it on the podcast, I was like, nope, that's not her name. Everybody's going to know that's not her name.
Niecy
Nash. You knew who I meant, though.
Like, yeah,
she's amazing. Yeah. She's so, this isn't a comedy, though. This is, she's doing a drama and it is so good. There's a lot of twists and turns. I really enjoyed it. I think there's going to be a second season,
Grotesquerie.
But that is what I was watching. That's what was going on, doing all the like prep for thinking about Thanksgiving coming up.
I know.
And yeah,
we're both holiday season. We're getting launched into the holiday season.
Launched
out of a
right
rocket.
Into it.
Yep.
It goes by so fast. Everyone's like, by the time September 1st hits, it's like the next year.
Yeah.
Like it's 2025.
I walked around downtown Pasadena and there are trees up everywhere. Christmas trees everywhere.
They're so pretty.
They are so pretty.
I love when the trees get decorated.
I know. I get like into the spirit.
Are you a decorate before, like, are you like as soon as November 1st hits, start decorating for Christmas? Are you an after Thanksgiving?
I do after Thanksgiving. Yeah, I do after Thanksgiving. Although, I mean, now with a kid, it's game changer. Like it's going to be more than I've ever done, I think.
Right. Yeah. Make it exciting for them.
Yeah. I want him to, he loves little twinkly lights. So.
I grew up in a house where we always went the day after Thanksgiving to go like pick out our tree and decorate it. So it was like very much a tradition, but obviously like with, you know, what I do on Instagram, like I have to start decorating earlier and earlier and doing campaigns. So it's a little bit different, but yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing this year. I am behind. I mean, it'll probably be up by the time this airs, but
you always say that you like, you'll be like, I don't know what's going to happen. And then I see the reel that you just like was struck with, like your idea that came through. And it's amazing.
That's so sweet.
You have such a good muse that just like, you just, yeah. So you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. I appreciate that.
How was your week?
Fine. It was good.
Are you still watching that Golden Bachelor?
Really good. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I still haven't started yet. I need to start.
I have to say, I want to apologize to everyone who listened to that episode where I gave spoilers because I was sitting on the floor in my living room yesterday and my dad's visiting and my dad basically just read a huge spoiler to me from the internet. And I was like, I haven't seen that episode yet. I was so mad. And he just told me this terrible thing.
You got a taste of your own medicine.
I did. I'm like, where? Well, that's where I got it, Dad. I got it from you. He was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And we hugged and it was fine.
That's good. So this is you giving a hug to everybody in the audience who was upset that you gave a spoiler, which wasn't really a spoiler.
Like, I gave away a major clue.
Okay.
I said someone died.
All right. Well, I'm still going to watch it.
I just said it again.
I'm still going to watch it.
Okay? Well, that's fine.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to launch us into the future?
I will kick us off. Okay.
Kick us in the butt.
This first story comes from Lauren and she writes, a couple of years ago, I joined a gym and I was having a really hard time motivating myself. So I decided to hire a personal trainer. When I signed up for one at the front, I had a super long conversation with the employee who signed me up and she knew a little bit about my history with my ex through talking to me at the gym. And she told me all about this one trainer who had been through a similar experience. Because she gossiped so much about his personal life, she said, but don't worry, I won't pair you up with him. Well, she did.
Oh no.
And he was hot.
Oh.
I'm like, don't want it. Don't want a hot trainer. Don't want a hot doctor. Don't want any
anyone
of it.
To see me at the gym.
No, thank you. No. And now I knew that he was single and I was single and we'd both been through shitty experiences that were similar with our exes, but I couldn't talk to him about it because I didn't want him to know that I knew. I also just felt really awkward around him because he was so hot and I didn't exactly feel comfortable or confident at the gym. At this point, we've been working together for about 6 months. He was really sweet and we had a great flirty banter going. On this particular day, I was doing arms. So I was essentially straddling a bench and doing those bar pull downs mixed with weights, etc. There was a lot of getting up and sitting down and moving stations. It just so happened that on this day, I had a yeast infection.
Oh.
The night before, I used a suppository that's kind of like a wax ball. I was like, oh my God, I've never heard of that. I was wearing leggings and underwear, but when I got up from the bench, there was a huge smear where my crotch had been.
That cannot like, be right.
No.
Did you read that right? Is that real?
No. It's
that
real.
Happened?
It looked like Vaseline.
No.
That is horrifying. I was mortified and I immediately put my knee on the bench and tried to wipe it up with the knee of my leg.
Good. Good
I
job.
Love picturing her.
Fast
like,
thinking.
Like quickly just throwing her knee up there and like trying to like rub her knee on there to get it off. It would not come off.
What?
I tried to block my hot trainer's view of it as best as I could, but I kept having to go back to the scene of the crime, sitting in it, and probably having more of the yeast infection treatment come out from the straining with the exercises.
No, no.
I had to keep getting up and down and kept trying to be creative and discreet, trying to wipe it with my butt, with my hip, with my leg, etc. But there's no way he didn't see it because it would not come off. Finally, at the end of the workout, I got a clean and a paper towel and wiped it down, but I was completely humiliated. My hot trainer probably thought I was snail trailing all over the bench for him.
That's so terrible. So maybe he thought it was a compliment. I mean,
yeah, he was like, wow, she's like really
oh, this is awkward
into this and me. But like she was wearing underwear and leggings and it went through both.
That's terrible.
And she couldn't wipe it up.
That's awful.
It's horrible.
That's really terrible.
It's the worst feeling.
You gotta wear like
and
I
you're
mean,
stuck. You can't be like, hold on, excuse me, like, and go spray it down in the middle of it or like just be like, I got to go and then leave it there. So she was just trying to like keep going. Like, that's the worst feeling. She didn't keep going throughout the workout. And she had that just sitting there.
Oh, well, these stories make me feel like, I mean, what would happen if she was like, oh, man, I got a yeast on the bench. You know what I mean? She was like,
no, it wasn't yeast.
Bro.
It was the yeast infection treatment.
Right.
Yeah, it was like it was like a wax ball suppository thing that like came out of her. Which
but what
is
if
like,
she had just been like, guys, I mean, you can't. You just can't.
If you, there's no way.
There's no
you cannot
way.
Say like, oh, sorry, I have a yeast infection. So I put the suppository in last night and that's what's leaking all over the bench right now. Sorry. Like,
who's next? Who's up next?
That's worse. I'm like, no, think I'm snail trailing for you because that is way better than you thinking that I like have a yeast infection and just got wax ball from the yeast treatment all over the bench. Okay?
That is
that's
so
better.
Specific. That wins the award for most specific embarrassing moment.
I know. I was like, I don't have anything like this. This is amazing.
Is so specific and so bad. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because we've had gym
happened.
Stories and trainer stories, but nothing like that because it's
like
so random.
In the gym? That's terrible. Our gym stories are like, they're like horror stories.
They are. I know. If you've got a good gym story, then email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear it. And I know there's some good gym stories out there with hot trainers.
Yep.
Even if they're not hot, with ugly trainers. whatever happened. Things are going down at the gym. We know it. We just know it.
We know it. But I'll never find out because I don't go to the gym. But
me either.
Okay. So. Maybe I'll tell a story and then, you know, see what happens.
See where the wind blows. See where it takes us.
So this is from Louise in Pennsylvania. And she writes, I'd been dating my boyfriend for a couple of years and we'd moved in together. We were already comfortable together, but not in the way others are. I always close the bathroom door when I use the restroom, ate with my mouth closed, and didn't even walk around naked in front of him. Unless we were in our bedroom. One day... Sorry.
Ew, but that's just like polite. Like who's leaving the door open while they're going to the bathroom and chewing with their mouth open?
People do
gross.
That.
Well, I know people do it, but that's just gross. I don't aspire to ever be at that level of pooping in front of a partner just like having your mouth open and
you just forget that you're chewing.
Gross.
And it's falling out. Yeah. Oh God. If that ever happens, can you just like, I don't know.
I'll tell you.
Okay. Just tell me. Don't kill me. Just tell me. One day during the pandemic, we were sitting around bored, telling each other things the other didn't know about us. I told him that I had unusually strong legs, and he told me to prove it. So I told him I'd give him an airplane ride. You know, like when one person lays down and puts their feet up and the other person lays over the top of their feet and then like lets them lift them up with their feet as
That's
if they're
hilarious.
In an airplane. So it's like two adults doing that. So, you know, you just feel like you're flying. People do this with their kids all the time. A grown adult is tougher. Now, My boyfriend wasn't very tall, but he was muscular and pretty heavy. So when he lay over my feet, it put a lot of pressure on my legs. I was still able to lift him. And as he was commenting on how strong my legs were, I let out a long, slow, loud fart. It was as if I was deflating and my legs just slowly came down with him on them. He was lowered into the stink.
That's...
And he rolled away, holding his nose. I was laughing, but very embarrassed. I was never asked for another plane ride again. That's so funny. To imagine just the legs like deflating as that like a long fart happens and he's just coming down into the fart. It's like kind of funny.
That's hilarious. I love it so much. Okay, This next story comes from our friend Jessica.
Yes.
You know Jessica.
Jessica, we love you.
And Jessica's a rare combination of being like incredibly gorgeous and hilarious. Like she's stunning. So just know
she's
that. Like that's what makes this story that much funnier. Okay. So here's the story. I met this guy in New York. He was super cute. I was really into him. He's a jazz artist, so he was playing out at clubs, and he invited me to go to this spot called Aman. I don't know if it's Aman or Amon. Aman, I think. I don't know. It's A-M-A-N. It's like a luxury resort in Manhattan. They also own other luxury properties. This one in New York had just opened. They have a jazz club, and it's really nice.
Awesome.
I was excited and said, of course I'll come see you. So he's like, great. My friends will have a table. You can join them. Here's the date, etc. So the evening arrives, I get super dressed up and I'm looking really cute. It's like a nice crisp fall night in New York, so I wear a gorgeous dress and a long wool coat. I have my hair slicked back, statement earrings and bag. I'm feeling very chic and sophisticated. She showed me a picture from that night and she looks stunning. Like she's like
gorgeous.
One of the most gorgeous women ever.
Yeah,
like
she's
so yeah, she's like model, like ridiculously hot. So just like keep that in mind for the story because it is part of the story. It's funnier. Okay. I wore these shoes that I probably should not have because I noticed that one of the heels was kind of loose, but they were still my nicest designer pair. And I was like, whatever, I'm pushing forward because they look great with my outfit. Wow. I had a couple of drinks before at another event, but nothing crazy. And I was not drunk. So I get to the Aman and he's on stage performing and I find his friends at a table. I went over to the table, chilled with them for a little bit, then went to the bar and got another drink. I don't know how this freaking happened, but as I arrive back to the table, my heel breaks.
No.
So embarrassing. I collapse onto the table. And these are the high tables that stand up. So it's not like you're sitting down. It's like a bar table. So I fall onto the table in front of all of his friends. And then the table almost falls over with me.
No, like with everyone's drinks on it.
The worst.
Oh, it's terrible.
So she went from like this statuesque, like stunning model to like a clumsy giraffe that is like falling everywhere. Like her heel broke and she's on top of the table and it's falling over. So embarrassing. And this is while he's performing, mind you. His friends are like, who the fuck is this bitch? She is crazy. She is drunk. I was drinking, but I was not drunk. And I tried to explain to them that I fell because my heel was broken, but they didn't believe me. They were so concerned and so embarrassed that I ended up leaving that they literally sent me home in an Uber while the guy I like and their friend is performing. I was so embarrassed. And then I got a text from him in the morning and I had to play it off. I was like, no, I promise it was my heel that broke. I was not drunk. But then I also lied and said maybe I was drugged because I felt like he didn't believe me either.
I love it. She's like, oh God.
She's like, I was drugged. Yeah, he's like not going to believe her. I went from feeling
like,
hot.
One of your friends drugged me.
Right? I went from feeling hot and confident to a silly mess. I was so mortified that I blocked him because I'm like, nope, never going to see you again or hear from you. That's how mortified I was to get a text from him the first thing in the morning.
That's so great that she blocked him, though.
I know,
so
it's hilarious.
Like, that's kind of cool. Like,
he's probably cool devastated.
He was like, gonna ask her out.
He was like, I didn't care. It was fine. I was
see
still,
what happened. Yeah. My friends all said you were great.
But that's so awkward. Blocked. You don't
that's
know
so
any
terrible.
Of these people. You're showing up to the jazz club that's like a really, like, really nice place.
Yeah.
It's a luxury resort in Manhattan. You're like trying to look your best and then your heel breaks and you fall all over the table, almost take the table out, and all his friends are like, get this crazy
it's
bitch out of here.
It's a perfect storm. You
it
can't
is.
Play it off.
It
you
is.
Look drunk. You just got a drink at the bar, but your
like,
heel
oh, I swear.
Snapped. Yeah. If there was any girls at that table, they would have been like, look, we get totally believe you. Let's see the heel.
We understand. Yeah.
Hold up the heel right
well,
now.
Also, that's just the kidding. Thing. It's like you can see that it's broken, but yeah. they're just like, oh, she just broke it because she's drunk. And they were so convinced that they sent her home in an
they
Uber.
Put her in an Uber
they like, took
nice.
Her outside, like, get out of here. Like go luck. Home. Go home.
Yeah.
You drunkie.
Oh, yeah. my gosh. That's good. That's so good.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for telling us.
Thank you. That was so
story.
Good.
We love it.
Okay. We have a caller. The next caller is a like really good friend of mine from middle school. His
I love
and
that.
Yeah, he's I've known him forever. We went to college together. He's like one of the best people that I know. He's just such a cool person. His name is Holt. And we're gonna call him up.
Hello.
Turkey. Hey, hello. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red oh. podcast.
Hi, Holt.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, good. You guys can hear me okay?
Oh, yep. We can hear you great. And we're so great. Happy you're doing this. Thank you so much.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
I'm taking the time from your yeah. day, your busy day. So
no, I mean, so you know, any opportunity to just, you know, humiliate myself publicly.
You know, gotta take it. That, right?
You will rise to that occasion and I appreciate it. America appreciates it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right. it for. well, yeah. So, whenever you want, you can just launch into the story. That's kind of how we do it. We just roll in right in.
Yeah, just roll
get on in there.
Just
yeah,
roll into you know,
just
I
expose
don't know,
like, yourself.
Rip that Band-Aid yeah. right off.
Well, I already am. I'm sitting naked already. So. I just wanted to get in the mood of being embarrassed.
Nice.
You know, so. Sitting there naked.
Really okay. start strong. Well, God, I mean, I don't even know. You know, I think, you know, yeah, you want me to tell a story. I'm trying to think of all the good ones. I mean, my life is just a just a series of indignities and humiliations. Anyway,
I felt the
so,
same way. That's great. That's
but I had one. I think I loosely mentioned it the other day, so I'll go with that.
Yes.
This one is related to my dog, my now deceased dog. That's not the embarrassing.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at the story.
No, it's all good. My sweet pit bull that I had, who also was, you know, very strong, and she was a very sweet girl, but she also was super destructive. And just when I wasn't there, like super anxiety, you know, and she would just destroy my anywhere I lived. Mm. And I had just moved into this. I downsized from my house into a smaller apartment, which she also didn't like. And I had left her alone. I was working and, you know, gone through this breakup. So she was like particularly anxious. And she would just destroy my house. And she was so strong. And my bathroom door, she ripped the door.
Oh my
off
God. What?
Yeah.
She was strong.
Like Cujo yeah. in your house.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean, it's crazy. All my doorknobs, she just chew on the doorknobs so she can get them open. And, you know, the apartment probably is probably in some disrepair anyway. But the way, you know, but she had ripped the hinges off my door. So that's the, you know, the start of this.
No bathroom
like
door.
Like I said, there's no bathroom door. I had just moved into this place. You know, I live alone now. And, you know, I was going somewhere. I forget. Maybe I was leaving town. And my neighbors, who I had sort of just recently met, a very nice couple, and they lived right upstairs. And they had, like, loosely, probably, you know, inauthentically offered to help me out. And, you know, don't ever offer that to me because I will take you up on it.
And don't give me an empty gesture. I'm going to fill it up real fast.
Totally. And I said, great. I was like, well, hey, you know, I have someone coming to take care of my dog. But there's on the day I'm leaving, you know, could you possibly come in and walk my dog? You know, I'll be gone by noon. And then, you know, anytime after that, please just, you know, come in and give her some love. And my neighbor upstairs, you know, Megan, I didn't change her name. I don't think she'd care. But
okay. If we get sued for this, well, I'm coming right to you.
Yeah, no, she's wonderful. You know, but at the time, I didn't know her very well. But I was like, hey, here's the key. And, you know, just come on in. And I was getting ready to go. Of course, I said I'd be gone by noon. It's like 2 and I'm not gone. And I am like trying, you know, to get ready. And one of the things, you know, I wanted to shave my head. I'm a bald, so I got to shave my head, you know, periodically, or else I get that, you know, nice bozo ring around my head. So I was going.
I love that you don't say I'm bald. You say I'm a bald.
I'm a bald. I am. That's how I do.
I'm a bald.
I'm a bald. And when I shave my head, the hair is very fine. I have to get right in the shower afterwards. But generally do this completely nude. And so I'm in my bathroom. Just completely naked and shaving my head and everything. And the way my apartment was set up, like I said, a downsized smaller apartment, when you open the front door, it's just a straight shot down this little hallway to the bathroom door. I don't know why it was designed that way. It was just a right straight shot. And as I mentioned before, my dog had ripped the hinges off the door. Of course, you know, this, you know, woman who I barely know opens the door, and here I am just completely naked. half my hair shaved, and just like, you know, I didn't have a towel, my hands were full. I just sort of turned and faced her with this sort of black yawed look. And, you know, she just got, you know, I think she was probably more embarrassed than I was. She was like, oh my God, and then like closes the door.
That's good, so thing. Awkward.
That's such a funny awkward visual, Holt, though, because she, like, that's it's like when someone turns the light on and you're staring at the light bulb and you can, like, see the light bulb after you close your eyes or it turns off. Like, that is how she could probably just still see you butt naked, just like, hey, like, you turn to look at her.
Yeah, probably.
She kept replaying that moment over and
she's
over.
She's like, did he plan this? Is he coming on to me?
Yeah, I know. I didn't want her to think that. I'm like, oh, is this a ploy? We do this with all of his neighbors.
Like the Harvey Weinstein of your like the complex.
My apartment complex. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. That is so
luckily
awkward.
We became good friends after that, her and her husband. So I'm like, and he did, you know, he forgave me, I guess.
But, how did you get her back after that?
Yeah, you're like, I still need you to walk my dog.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Yeah. I just did it again. I just said, hey, come on down. No, I don't know. I don't know.
No, but I mean, that day, did you like throw it?
Oh,
towel
that day. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I had to like drop something off after that immediately. So I just like had to get ready. And then I think I went up there, like knocked the door. And I think the first thing she said was like, I didn't see anything or something. And I was like,
yeah, you did. You
and
did.
And then I'm like, now I'm embarrassed. I'm like, really?
Oh, but, God, so good. That is so good. I love it.
Yeah, that is, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And that's you're awkward. Super tall. Like you're what? Are you like 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'4".
6'4". So like there was a lot of Holt. Super tall guy. Super tall guy. Yeah. Just
there's a lot. Yeah.
Shining bright like a diamond. That is awesome. That is so good. Yeah. Thank you so much. Will you tell us another one? Do you have one?
Sure. I mean, like I said, I mean, I don't know. I got a bunch of different stories.
Go into the cauldron of curiosities.
Well, I had thought about this when you said, I'm like trying to, you know, you probably get a lot of like shit in your pants stories. Yeah,
we'll always take another.
We love them. We love them.
But I, you know, and I've got plenty of those. But no, I was just thinking more along the lines of like when I was in high school, as you know, you may remember, Megan. We went to high school together.
Yep.
Is that embarrassing?
Too embarrassing. I have to hang up. Just kidding.
Too embarrassing. Yes, right. And and just like me and my friends, we had sort of like purposefully tried to embarrass either ourselves or each other. I don't even know what we were getting at the time. I think just sort of generally being weird. But we would do just all sorts of things. Like in class, you know, you have those desks where you would, you know, they have this kind of just the, you know, like those school desks where they have just the board sort of coming out in front of it and there's no desk below. It's a one piece thing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, we would sit there in class and we would like take our pants off. We'd put them down around our ankles and just sort of sit there in class and participate and, you know, just sort of see how long it would take for someone to notice. And like, we would go through a whole class.
Did you keep your underwear on or you pulled your underwear down too?
No, underwear was on. I mean, we didn't want to get
you didn't want to get expelled, for indecent exposure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was more just to like dare each other or just see how far. And like every now and again, the teacher would be like, hey, hold, like, put your pants back on. And then you'd have to stand up in front of the whole class and kind of sheepishly like pull your pants up.
That's so funny.
And then we would like, you know, raise our hands and try to, you know, like flip in words. Like, you know, like we'd be like, get really, you know, if you had our pants around our ankles, you have to be like really adamant about, you know, saying, you know, what we read, you know, in the book. And we would say things like, when are we going to get to the good part of this book? Like, when are we going to, like, do some real, you know,
Wiener, are we going to do this?
See how many times we could say wiener or something like that.
You're like the teacher's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
In the best way.
I know. I feel bad. It's only teachers we like. What else would we do? Oh, and then we also, you know, like around the cafeteria, if anyone told a bad joke, well, this is our thing. Like along my lunch crew, like if anyone told a bad joke, we would, the punishment, if your joke fell flat or, you know, wasn't funny, the punishment was someone would take a glass of water or a bottle of water and then just pour it on the crotch.
That's so funny. So like if you did a bad story, you get punished by just someone making it look like you peed your pants.
Yes. Making it look like you peed your pants. Like sometimes, you know, if you said a joke and you had a punchline and no one laughed, like you might just do it yourself. You might just go, hey, I got this. And just grab the water bottle yourself and just pour it on your own crotch. Because you knew you deserved it at that point. Right. So, and then after that, you know, people would walk by and you would be all getting up and going to the class the next day with this huge, you know, like water, quote unquote, stains down our the front of our pants. And people would be like, oh, hey, like what's going on? And we would just, you know, calmly be like, oh, I peed my pants. And then you're like, what? Wait, what? And you'd be like, oh, I had to pee my pants.
You guys are like oh, performance artists. Like, I feel like you left an impression on everybody.
I mean, it's amazing if you say anything with confidence, you know, that, you know, people just sort of accept that. They would just go, okay.
You just owned it.
There wasn't more ridicule piled on after that. As long as we admitted that that's what we had done, people would sort of accepted it. They would just be like, oh, well, okay then. Like, you have a better day. You know, that kind of thing.
Look, I'm going to pee my pants too. That looks comfortable. Yeah. Oddly comfortable.
Yeah. And then in case anyone did have to pee their pants, you know, you're covered. So,
yeah, exactly. You know what?
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
And I peed my pants all the time, so I did appreciate your efforts because I was peeing. I was peeing everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he knows the stories.
Like I said, we went to high school together. So,
he knows the stories of the pee stories. Oh my god!
Yeah, I might have been around to witness one or two. But,
I'm sure you caused. Yeah. I'm sure you caused many of them. Oh my god. Yeah, your friend group is notorious for being, they're so hilarious. They're you're all still friends to this day, and it's just the things that they do. They're all creative people, and it's
a lot of really us cool. Still are. We're, you know, it's funny, we all kind of migrated together and or at least kept up with each other, and you know, we had a good crew.
You had a gang of guys.
Gang.
Yeah, they were in a gang.
Literally, literal.
They really did. Oh my god, Holt, thank you so much. For telling us these stories. It's so nice of you to come on, and I just love talking to you in general. But I love it when you tell a story because you just always make me laugh so hard. Oh my god, my face hurts.
Well, good. I mean, honestly, peeing your pants, like making Mary Kate pee her pants, was like the goal. If you didn't know this, like in high school, it's like the goal. If we could make Mary Kate pee her pants, it was like the best thing in the world.
That's so embarrassing. I love it.
You like told the best joke and the best story in Mary Kate pee her pants.
I pee my pants. Like, it worked.
It was a win. It was a win for everyone but you.
It worked every time. Yeah, it sucked for me.
Then you threw the water on your crotch.
You.
You're like,
no, that's not happening.
I'm like, why isn't anyone throwing water on their crotch? Is that really mean? Yeah. I'm not relaxed about this. I can't go to class. Yeah, my god. Well, thank you so much, Holt. We'll let you know when this airs, and you're the best. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Loved it.
Okay, have a good rest of your weekend.
Bye.
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 Okay, this next story comes from Jackie. Jackie, if you remember, has told us some amazing stories before. She's the one we have been following her life. Remember, she like shit her pants at work and then she puked mid breakup. So if you haven't heard those, you need to go give them a listen because she's hilarious. So
here we go.
Here's another story. This is when young Jackie was only 17.
Okay. Ooh, flashback. Okay.
When I was 17, my sister had a destination wedding in Hawaii. I was super excited and there were only 21 family members going, so my mom said I could invite my friend Nicole along. At this point, as I mentioned, I was only 17 years old and I still hadn't kissed a boy yet. I'm like, oh.
That's so precious.
So sweet. Okay, I was pretty cute at that age, and it's not that they hadn't tried. I just found most young boys immature and unsufferable.
Oh my God, this is a movie.
Right? I'm like, they were. They all were. So I feel that.
Sorry.
The resort we stayed at was pretty small, but very exceptional, and my friend and I and some relatives discovered the bar there the night before the wedding. As we walked up, the first thing I noticed was a very handsome man working there. He stood out, and all of us were talking about what a babe he was. Fast forward a couple of days. The resort is small. Everyone's in the wedding party group on the same flight, staying in the same area, so you get to know people. The entertainment staff was working around the pool, and we all got to admire the handsome man again. He spoke to me a little by the pool, and I remember freaking out with my friend over how hot he was and being flustered. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then, the night of my sister's wedding, we went to the bar where he was working, and he flirted with me, and I was surprised, but obviously flattered. My friend and I headed to the dance floor and danced all night, and he came over at one point and danced with me, and danced some more a few times, too. At one point, he asked me to follow him, and I did. He made some small talk with me, and then he asked how old I was, and I told him 17. He said he thought I was more like 24. When we were away from the crowd, he leaned in for a kiss, and in classic Jackie form, I turned my head and said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what are you doing?" I told him I'd never kissed anyone before, and then he went in for another kiss. This time, the kiss happened.
Whoa.
It was pretty brief, but there was some tongue, and then we headed back to the club area like nothing happened. But of course, I was dying inside. I immediately ran to my friend, and I told her what happened. I was so excited and giddy, and I couldn't believe it. Then my friend Nicole said, "Wait, isn't he wearing a wedding ring?"
No.
The excitement faded when I realized that he was married.
Is disgusting.
I also found out he was 28, which now as an adult, I find disgusting.
That is so bad.
Yeah, but he straight up asked her how old she was and then he kissed
and
her.
He kissed
so like
her.
She is illegal. She's 17.
Yes.
And then he kissed her. Like, gross.
And he's 28 and he's married?
And he's married.
And he's wearing his wedding ring?
And he's wearing his wedding.
So crazy.
Fast forward, the next night, my friend and I were dancing at the club and his wife came. I felt so guilty. I'm sure someone from the resort probably told her he'd been flirting with me. So he basically avoided me for the rest of my time there. But before I left, we ended up sitting outside and we had a chat about what had transpired. And I told him that I was upset that I didn't know he was married. At 17, you aren't looking for a wedding ring. It's not even on your radar.
No.
We ended up having a really nice chat and I can't even remember exactly what he said, but it was some sweet and romantic bullshit. Yeah. Right? I got home from the trip and I couldn't stop thinking about him. I'd also like to add that my friend was having her own romances there. So when we got home, we really were in this bubble, just reminiscing and romanticizing our time about these handsome men and our strong romantic connections. Also, it's her first kiss. Like,
yeah,
that's definitely going to hold a special place in her heart. And when you're 17, you're impressionable. And who knows what he said to her if he's just like, oh my God, like, you know, you're the best and I like I'm falling for you, like who knows what he said, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
and you'll believe everything too.
You'll believe it.
Like, oh God, this is
easily
so
manipulated. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I
have been there. It is not fun. Okay, the guy that she'd been talking to gave her his address, so we decided together that we would write them both letters. So I wrote my letter to him and sent a school pic and another pic that he had taken of me when we were outside, and I said a bunch of sappy stuff. I'm sure I don't remember exactly what, but what I do remember and what makes me cringe every time I think about it is that I wrote on a lined school book notepaper the full set of lyrics to Dirty Dancing's "I've Had the Time of My Life."
Oh my God.
And that alone is embarrassing enough. I can't believe I did that.
I am now singing that in my head.
I know, right?
I've searched through every open door.
That was my prom song. Isn't that funny?
Oh my God.
So
amazing.
The letters go off and we wait and hope to hear back. My friend hears back pretty quickly and I don't hear anything for a long time. The wedding was in September and it's the following spring now. I came home from school one day and there's a letter in my mailbox from Hawaii. And I'm like, oh my God, he wrote me back. He wrote me back. This is amazing.
I don't think he wrote her back.
Side note, I'm so glad I got home before my mom that day so she didn't find it.
Oh God. Seriously.
I open the letter with delight and anticipation, only to find my letter returned to me with my photos and a letter from his wife.
I knew it.
The gist of the letter was that I was a silly girl and she wasn't wrong. It was all so cringe and I still get embarrassed of it to this day. And
I mean, that is so bad. She knew he had a wife, so she knew that like the letter was going to go to their house.
I know, but when you're 17, you're stupid. You're right. So stupid when you're 17. Your brain is not there.
Right.
Probably is just like, oh, just like it came to her and she didn't think about the fact that her mom could intercept it. She's probably just like, oh, he'll get it. You know what I mean? Like, and but also no, it went to that guy's house that her, like, I guess one of the other guys that worked with him, her friend was having the romance with.
The address.
So they sent it to his house to give to him, to give to him or whatever. So she probably thought like he would do it. See, I don't know. When you're 17, you do dumb things, but it's so
funny.
You're
a silly girl.
You're a silly girl.
That's sad. But I love the story.
Sounds like that wife was a silly wife for staying with that piece of shit who's hooking up with 17-year-olds. Like, you're pedo hubby. It's time to leave him. You're a silly wife, too. Silly wife, silly girl. Both of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, well said, Katie. Not to victim blame her, poor thing. Like,
horrible.
Yeah, he's just a scumbag who's preying on a literal child. Just scumbag. But like, that was her first kiss.
That was her prince. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And he was not a prince.
That was really good.
I know. I was like, it just brings you back to those times of the things that you do, like so cringy that you're just like, I cannot believe I did that. Yeah. And it's just mortifying.
Everything was so romantic. I mean, I think the first time I had sex, I was like, oh, I'm going to marry this one. Here we go down the aisle. I'm not really ready, but I think we got to make it work. We got to make it work. We're two silly lovebirds. And it was just like one and done for him.
That was that.
Bam, wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Mm. But anyways, all right. I got another one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here goes. This is from Janelle in Culver City. And she writes, I've wanted to tell this story forever, but John Mulaney ruined it for me because he told the same story on his Netflix special.
What?
But I swear I lived it too. In kindergarten, one of the kids in my class told us that her grandparent had died. We all made cards for her, and she felt so special the day we gave them to her. So my little narcissist brain clocked that. All the love, all the hugs, and she could play with any toys she wanted. My baby sister had come along not too long after I was born, and all I can say is that I was starved for attention. That's the only way to justify what I did. I went into class and told them that my cat Trixie had died, like not even 2 days after my friend had shared her sad news. I was ready for the spotlight, and it worked like a charm. The class made cards for me, and I was swollen with joy that unfiltered love brings. When my mom came to get me that day, I jumped into her arms, and I hugged her. It didn't matter that my little sister had been born and stolen her from me. I had kindergartners who hugged me all day. Then my teacher said, "We're so very sorry to hear about your cat." And my mom asked what she meant. She said, "So sorry to hear of your cat Trixie's passing." And that's when it all fell apart. We were driving home. My mom said, "Janelle, you're going to tell your class that your cat is still alive. And you're going to go give them all of their cards back." I could not sleep that night. They were going to hate me. The plan had backfired. I was going to be shunned. I was going to be cast out of coloring circles and play groups. I had never been invited to another birthday party. When I went in the next day, I cried as I told everyone the truth. That is so sad. Just to think about someone having to do that.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. She cried. It
You're
was
basically
so difficult.
Like, I'm a liar, and yeah, hi.
My cat's still alive, and then you have to hand back their cards.
That's so awkward.
She wrote, "The class ultimately forgave me, and while I can't say I never lied again, I can say that I made sure my lies flew under my mom's radar from then on."
Nice.
Psycho. But yeah, wow, that's embarrassing. Just having to say you made up a death.
Yeah.
No good.
Nope.
You're a liar forever. You have to leave that kindergarten right away. Little liar pants on fire.
Okay, this next story is another one. I love our repeat storytellers. Yes. Jeremy Holden, again, he's got so many. And we'll take them all.
Jeremy, we love you.
Keep them coming. So here we go. I was on a first date with my now wife, and we went to dinner first, and then I brought her back to my place. As I've mentioned before, I was living in an apartment behind the garage of my parents' house at this point. I was 25 and helping my parents pay the rent. I basically had a studio, a living area, a kitchenette, and a washer and dryer. I should mention my space was also technically the laundry room. So we go into my apartment and I lock the door. We're talking, we're drinking wine, we start watching a movie, and suddenly my dad starts knocking on the door. pound, 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 because he's not used to having locked doors. As I mentioned, they have an open door policy.
Open door policy.
A little too open.
Yeah. Yep. He's seen a lot.
He has seen
those
a lot.
Open doors.
So now he's screaming, open this damn door. And he's pounding on it. And I was already feeling embarrassed because this was odd behavior. And I really liked this girl. In fact, I married her.
Aww.
And this was not how I wanted our first date to go. So I get up to open the door and I don't see that Jen is right behind me and able to see the door from the couch. And she's staring at the door as I open it. I open the door just a crack and said, what is going on, Dad? My dad then flings the door open and says, why the fuck was that door closed? Why are you locking doors in my house?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And then I see he's in tidy whities.
What? Why?
He's holding a laundry basket to pick up his clothes out of the dryer for work in the morning. He gets up at like 3 a.m. So of course he wants his clothes before he goes to bed, but he neglected to see that I had a guest. He turned and looked at her with zero shame in his underwear and says, oh, I see you've got company. I said, yes, this is my first date with Jen. Jen, this is my dad. She starts laughing and he says, well, hello, how are you doing, miss? And walks over to her in his underwear,
in his
shakes
underwear.
Her hand and says, you know what? I'm just going to let you guys be. Bring my clothes into the house when you're done. Again, no shame whatsoever. And I was mortified. But again, this is my dad. I know what he's like. I don't know how she recovered from that and how she continued to date and eventually marry me, but I'm glad she did. The real kicker is even though he interrupted me on my first date in his underwear, he still made me bring his laundry inside.
Yeah, seriously. You have to like go out in the cold and bring him. That's really funny.
I know.
I love that. I mean, just those stories of like the open door and like how much has gone on and how many embarrassing things have happened is so funny.
But like sitting there with your date, like having a romantic, watching a romantic yeah. like movie and sipping wine, and all of a sudden it's like there's a killer at the door, like pounding it down, like
open this damn door,
and you're like, oh my god, what's happening? And you turn,
and then you're like, this is how you meet my dad.
This is how you meet my dad, in his underwear, in his tidy whities, not even boxers, tidy whities,
tidy whities, and he had no shame. That's
no
pretty
shame.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, that's how you, that's door. How you should live your life. Just in your underwear.
Shameless.
Shameless. It's amazing. Love it. I love that.
Do you have one more?
Yeah, sure. Totally.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This is from Alexis in Iowa. And she writes, back before cell phones, there was only one way to reach a person, by telephone. If you weren't home to get the call, you missed the plans. I can't even imagine that today, but we did it. In the 1980s, I was raising four kids as a stay-at-home mom. I'd seen some shit. I was organized and great at keeping all the doc appointments scheduled. Shuttling my little ones around to all of their birthday parties and practices took up most of my afternoons. Once, after a dental appointment, I got home and was preparing lunch when my phone rang. I picked it up and it was the dentist's office. The receptionist said, are you forgetting something? I'd forgotten my six-month-old son in his stroller in
what?
The office. I had to get all of the other toddlers into the car again and drive back. I'll never forget how embarrassed
I
was.
Oh, wait, she fully left.
She fully left and went home with her toddlers and not her son, who's 6 months old.
That is amazing.
She said, I'll never
That's horrifying.
Forget. It's not terrible.
You feel like the worst mom in the entire world. You're like, I literally left a child.
Also, like, you're like, oh, I got to get back there. What's
thank
happening?
Thank God they were at a safe place, though, and not like at the grocery store.
Or like on the curb. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like in the, like
loading
you return
the
cart with your son still in it.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. But yeah, I mean, she just left him. And then I guess she just said, it was when I went in and found my son there wide-eyed being supervised by the receptionist. I was so humiliated.
She's probably sleep deprived.
She's probably exhausted.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just think you have everyone in there. You just, yeah, I don't know.
That is really
but
funny.
No one can text you or no one can call
right.
you. You have to go all the way home and
yep.
then like all the way back.
What if it was like an hour drive?
Oh my God, that'd be crazy. That hours. Kid's just like, and then I sit there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
But I'm sure she was grateful that at least he was safe.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So scary.
So scary. Oh,
that is our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is linked in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.